It helps us to be encouraged and do the right for him day by day. And also, of course, that at the end of the day, it is good to spend a few moments, some people spend a lot of time, reflecting on what's happened during the day. Should I have done that? Sorry, Lord, I put my foot in that. I said that nasty thing to my neighbour or my wife about all those weeds growing in our from the next door, something like that. Anything can put us out and do wrong things. So we need to meditate a bit at the end of the day and say, God, I'm sorry I did that. Please forgive me. Renew me. Jeremiah verse 7 says this, blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. If we do that, we read that we will be like trees. Like trees. Did you ever imagine that you would be like a tree? We've got some wonderful trees at the bottom of our garden, big ones that our neighbours and some of ours, beautiful looking at them in the winter with their amazing branches and so on. But you can be like a tree planted by the water and that sends out its roots by the stream. And even in hot weather, its leaves stay green. Why? Because it draws its sustenance from the water which is near us. So the question for me is, am I rooted in Christ? Are you rooted in Christ? Will I stay rooted in Christ next week? We've got to be doing it day by day to be really rooted in Jesus. And if we are rooted in Christ, then we need not fear when things come upon us which perhaps we don't expect or perhaps may be difficult. It may be challenges, may be difficulties in our lives, it may be testing times, it may be losing a job. As some people we know personally from our fellowship lost their jobs, things like this. Maybe poor health, or poor health of our loved ones and friends. So when tough times comes, which Jeremiah refers to as drought or heat, we can still keep on trusting in God and continue to produce fruit. What kind of fruit it might be is different, of course, for each one of us. And the psalmist says this, we can still trust God and continue to produce fruit in season. At the right time. It doesn't mean to say we've got to do something brilliantly every day and do something spectacular. It may be God wants you to do something a bit different tomorrow or in a week's time, and he'll challenge you to do that. But this fruit that we produce in our lives influences others and influences others for good. And I don't think that this production of fruit actually dries up. Psalm 90 verse 12, we read this. The righteous will flourish, again, like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. You don't pack up. Now, that's an encouragement to some of us who are technically old-aged. But it's also an encouragement all the way through the ages, that we can bear fruit all the way through our lives. And we will flourish in the courts of our God. We can proclaim that the Lord is upright, says the psalmist. He is my rock. So we can be confident in our rock that the Lord is still with us. And Psalm 1 says this, the Lord watches over the way of the righteous. He is here. He's with us. He wants to support us and bless us and help us produce the fruit that he wants from our lives. And it says in Jeremiah, the Lord will search the heart and examine the mind, reward everyone according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. There will be judgment. He will come one day as judge. That will happen. We never know when, but it will happen. So if we have continued to follow him, then one day we will perhaps hear, we will hear words like this, I'm sure. Well done, you good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Amen.